The future is uncertain for a minority community in England. We're talking about the Travellers, a traditionally nomadic group of Irish descent, except many travellers aren't nomads anymore. One of their largest settled communities is a place called Dale Farm in Essex on the east coast of England. Some 90 families live there, and they're facing eviction. The families are living on land that is protected green space, so bulldozers will be rolling in any day now to demolish their homes. One Dale Farm resident named Marianne spoke to the London's Guardian newspaper.
We spent all our savings up to make a home for ourselves. And then it's not easy to be just got down and flung out on the side of the road with absolutely nothing. I'm not ashamed of being a traveller. I am proud of being a traveller. And I'll be a traveller till the day I die.
That was one of the residents of Dale Farm, now facing eviction. Matthew Brindley is the spokesperson for the Irish Traveller Movement in Britain. He's in London. Matthew, tell us more about travellers. Who are they exactly?
Well, Irish travellers are indigenous to Ireland. Their origins can be traced back nearly 800 years.
And just because they're called travellers, they're not actually nomadic, for the most part anymore, right?
A lot of travellers are living on sites, in caravans, with individual plots. So travellers shouldn't be approached as a literal term. It should be seen as a cultural identity.
Who then is to decide what is culturally appropriate accommodation for the travellers?
Well, unfortunately, it is for the courts to decide what is culturally appropriate in a lot of cases in the UK. Where we have the conflicts, such as Dale Farm, these are the areas where local authorities refuse to acknowledge gypsies and travellers' right to live in a culturally appropriate accommodation, and hence they cannot get planning permission, whether it's for a private site they own or get planning permission for social housing.
Other residents around Dale Farm also say that the travellers there are associated with criminal activity and antisocial behaviour, and that those might also be reasons that they want them to leave.
We hear those sort of statements on a regular basis in the media, and to be honest, they are unfounded. There is no evidence for such information. There is always a certain section of the population within individual communities who are involved in illegal activities. The Gypsy and Traveller community are no different. Yes, there are criminals in the Gypsy and Traveller community, but no more than in wider society.
How much more do you think the Traveller community could do to create an environment where they're more welcome?
They need to engage more in local politics, for one. They need to sign up, put their name down on the register and go out there and vote. They need to, next year, when travellers and gypsies are officially recognised on the census, to go and tick the box with gypsy and traveller. They need to send their kids to the local schools. Gypsies and travellers do need to be more involved in the system, but also the system needs to be more understanding of gypsy and traveller culture.
Matthew Brindley, the spokesperson for the Irish Traveller Movement in Britain, thank you very much.
Thank you.